in the lesson this week in 1 Timothy, there is a verse that says, I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayer, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet life and a peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of our God, our Savior. I thought how this is certainly a principle that our church has learned to live and to practice, to pray daily for all men, for those who are in authority, and that so we may lead a peaceable life. We never know how much preventative work our prayers do, because it does. It goes out and heals and blesses all mankind. And this statement goes so beautifully hand in hand with what Mrs. Eddy says in Miscellany on page 220. Each day I pray for the pacification of all national difficulties, for the brotherhood of man, for the end of idolatry and infidelity, and for the growth and establishment of Christian religion, Christ Christianity. I also have faith that my prayer availeth, and that he who is overturning will overturn until he whose right it is shall reign. Each day I pray, God bless my enemies, make them my friends, give them to know the joy and the peace of love. Well, what a wonderful example for us all to pray in this way, to think that dear Mrs. Eddy prayed in that way. And here it was over 100 years ago, and yet all the things she prayed about are things that we need to pray about daily. The first, the pacification of all national difficulties. And then second, to pray for the brotherhood of man. Third, the end of idolatry and infidelity. And fourth, for the growth and establishment of Christian religion, Christ Christianity. And then, of course, to bless our enemies and make them our friends. This is certainly a wonderful way of life to live. Thank God we have our watches, we have the time to pray for our church, our community, our nation, and our world. And in doing this, the whole world is blessed, and we are blessed ourselves. I'm so very grateful to be here tonight, and thank you all.